Hello, and welcome back to 2 Cents, the advice podcast with me, Skylar Coffee, and my co-host,
Eli.
We really appreciated all of the submissions that we got since our first podcast. We really had so much fun doing our first podcast.
It was amazing. Really appreciated the response.
Mm-hmm.
Warms our hearts. If you want to make your own submission so we can answer your question next episode, just go to the description of this podcast, fill out the form, takes 15 seconds, we'll get to it next episode.
We will try.
We promise.
We will try our best.
On the name of Jack DeJoya, we swear on his grave that we will get to your submission next episode. But we're not talking about next episode, we're talking about this episode. And we got some wonderful, wonderful submissions from some great anonymous people, and we can't wait to answer these questions. So let's get straight to it.
Yeah.
Sky, read off the first one.
My girlfriend is uncomfortably interested in my past relationships. She regularly asks about why I broke up with my ex-boyfriends and if I still talk to them. I understand the customary talk about the exes, but this is extreme. It's like she's obsessed with them, and she's even stalked their social medias to see what they're up to now. Should I bring it up with her? I don't want to start something, but I also can't keep talking about them. It's over now, and they're not always happy memories.
Very, very interesting. You know, a lot of these questions, I wish we had more context.
Mm-hmm.
Because perhaps this new girlfriend had some past experiences with her partners where she had, I don't know, jealous exes.
Mm-hmm.
God knows what else. You can only find out a little bit from a couple sentences. But I really don't think this is that big of a problem. I think that it's pretty normal to be worried, or just to think about exes. Maybe not to be worried about them, but just to inquire, to want to know what they look like, what they sound like, what they feel like, if they, I don't know, had a brief rap career, if they can DJ, if they like have a 1 foot vertical. You know, I think there are a lot of things about me that other guys just don't have. What are your thoughts?
What I kind of don't understand is why is the dynamic of your current girlfriend being very almost upfront and asking you about your exes, especially because as someone who I consider myself a pretty decent cyber stalker, you know,
someone's been watching too much you.
Just in terms of if I want to know more about a person and I only know, say, even their first name, sometimes even just a picture, this sounds really creepy. It's not. But I can kind of just, you can find their social medias. Yes, you can. You can find their social medias.
Why are you snitching on yourself, man?
A lot of people do this. Most people know at least the first names, probably the full names of a few of their partner's exes. And if you're really that interested, you can stalk their social medias. I've never dated anyone before, but I have plenty of friends who have and who do this. And you kind of, you know, you figure out what the person looks like, kind of what they're up to now. It's strange because it's something that you really want to do. And then while you're doing it, you're like, what am I even getting out of this? But the point is, if you really want to kind of just stalk someone's social media, it's pretty easy. So I think it's very interesting that this person is just going up to you and saying, like, what about this person? What about this person? You think they're maybe asking, like, did you have more fun with this person during this thing than you did with me, et cetera, et cetera? I don't know. It's like, do they want you to know that they feel a certain type of curiosity, maybe bordering on insecurity?
Here's my advice. Situation? That curiosity goes both ways. I bet they're a little curious about you. Here's what you're going to want to do. Form a group chat. Get Facebook Messenger. Add them all. Then ask questions. Compare things about yourselves. Heights, weights,
verticals,
physical features, hobbies, maybe, I don't know.
How well they can DJ.
Make a Fortnite squad together. Gang up. Win a game. Go out. Get some pizza. Become friends. And then even when this relationship ends, you'll have a friend group and you can bond over how much you dislike this person. So what you're really missing here is an opportunity for friendship.
Is that your advice to the girlfriend?
That's my advice to anybody involved in the situation. Make a group chat. Remember.
Oh my god, wait, maybe a submitter should just make a group chat with their exes and their girlfriend.
This is how we make friends.
And then it's just like, y'all want to get anything out in the open? Like, just say it.
I think it's a really great idea, man.
In all seriousness, I think you kind of just got to ask your girlfriend. gotta ask your girlfriend why she's asking you these things. You can literally just bring up, hey, you know, I've noticed you've been asking me these types of questions a lot lately. Why exactly do you want to know? Why do you want to know? Is there something specific? Some specific type of information you would like me to tell you that you feel like I'm not telling you? Just asking them why, I think, starting that dialogue. And that way, in a sense, you're not necessarily confronting them by being like, oh, why do you keep on asking? Like, come on, just stop. But you are opening up that dialogue, and you're saying that it's something that you're aware of.
Write a poem for your girlfriend to assuage her fears. Perhaps a sonnet?
In iambic pentameter.
If you write a girl a limerick, man, it's over. Not the relationship is over. I mean, her chance of ever dating anyone else. Write a limerick, baby.
I can say a limerick is the way to my heart. It really is. The longer, the better.
Size doesn't matter. And limericks have a certain format, so it can't be that long.
It does?
A-A-B-B-A. Strict. It's strict.
Five lines. Strict.
The limerick packs laughs anatomical into space that is quite economical. But the good ones I have seen so seldom are clean, and the clean ones so seldom are comical. Oh, I'm going to get home and write limericks, man.
Write her not multiple limericks. That's a good way around it.
Why is Edward Lear part of the limerick page? Did he invent the... Oh, it was popularized. Shout out Edward Lear. He's the new sponsor of our podcast. 2 cents presented by Edward Lear. He's not problematic, right? Personal life?
Some wicked facial hair.
Relationships, oh boy. Most
fervent and painful relationship was with Franklin Russell.
The young... What's a barrister?
I don't know.
Is that like how people say barista in the South?
Doesn't that have something to do with a legal thing? I don't know.
They remained friends for almost 40 years. Oof. Until Lear's death. The disparity of their feelings constantly fermented Lear.
God, this is sad.
Lear's attempts at male companionship were not always successful. Oh, boy, man. Damn. 40 years.
Yeah, man. Yikes.
It takes some people like a year to get over something, and you're like, that's a long time. This man was chasing the same... Is Franklin a guy's name?
Yeah. Guy. I mean, I think Lear's attempts at male companionship were not always successful.
Okay, well, back in 18...
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. That's rough, man.
That's tough, man. Shout out Edward Lear.
He's been through
some stuff. He's not problematic.
We hope so.
Nah, he doesn't even have a personal, like, information section. He didn't do anything bad. Or, like, controversies. You always know when you open up a Wikipedia article and it has a whole controversy section. You're like, oh boy, especially when it's an artist you just liked.
What do you think this person should do? I think you just got to be like, hey,
I think they should write a limerick. They should write a limerick. They should make a group chat. They should put the limerick in the group chat.
Have everyone in the group chat write their own limerick.
Yeah. It's like
then you piece together like a narrative.
Trauma bonding.
Oh my God.
Okay, so we got some joke submissions. We do appreciate the humor, even if you'll never be as funny as us. One of them was, help me get laid.
How many D's? Over 10. Definitely over 10.
Well, thank you, Nathan. We really appreciate you being a loyal listener. I don't think we can answer that one, though.
No. I'm a bottom in Athens and about to be exiled. Should I be feeling pleasure from Callicles? You know, Roman, I appreciate that you were paying attention in Elements of Political Theory lecture. Mark Fisher would be proud.
Oh, here we go. Here's another joke one. My roommate's girlfriend keeps sleeping over, and they keep making out while I'm in the room. I've also heard moaning throughout the night, as well as the bed shaking. My roommate submitted this. It's false. It's libelous. It's slander. My lawyers are contacting his lawyers as we speak.
I just want to say that whenever we brought this up, you go, you can't hear the bed shaking, which implies that the other things are true.
That's not, none of the things are true. There's no
moaning. Are you one of those person who's, people who's really loud when they make out?
I've never kissed my girlfriend. I wouldn't know. I would never do such a thing. I go to a Jesuit institution. Skylar, how dare you even imply otherwise.
So are we going to go to our second question?
Moving on to our second serious submission of the day. This one is quite a doozy. The room above ours was having sex so loudly it kept my roommate and I awake. Is there any proper etiquette to get them to quiet? You gotta go up there and invite yourself in, or invite them downstairs and invite them in. Then it's a party.
Listen, man, here's what you gotta do.
Well, make actually, a group chat. The solution is always group chat.
Make a group chat. That's a good idea. I would say you find out who's in the room above your upstairs neighbors. Then, you know,
you get their net
little,
ID.
You get their net ID. A little flirtation starts. Sometimes, you know, you see them at UG, you see them at Lau, you go over, just kind of say hi, you know. Things are happening. It's, you know, it's kind of working up. It's just something you see around, but you have a good relationship. And then, you know, one night you're in Epi at like 1 a.m. after a party. And then you see this person also come into Epi. You're like, oh my God, hey. You get to talking. Eventually it's 2 a.m.
What are you talking
end up
about?
In that person's room. And then now you are finally the upstairs neighbor having sex really loudly above your upstairs neighbor who has sex really loudly. Just fight fire with fire.
So I think what you should do, don't go to Epi or whatever. Don't go to UG. I'm already at a flex dollars, man. What you really have to do here, seriousness, is communicate. I mean, this person doesn't know how loud they are. They don't know about the noise proofing in whatever building it may be it a Rupe or
it's a Rupe.
I think you just gotta go up there one day, be like, you know, you're pretty loud. And I don't think they want other people to hear them having sex. Unless, I don't know, they work on a porn set. Not that I would know.
Unless they're the kind of person who accidentally, quote-unquote, FaceTimes their friend during sex.
Hey!
Only real fans know what that was a reference to.
Only people who have been listening to
us since podcast. Day one.
Day one fans. I wonder, yo, we really appreciate follow-ups. So if you took our advice, God help you, or you took any advice, or anything happened in your situation and we covered it, please submit again. We want to know.
Or if there's been an update that you feel like might change the nature of advice that we give.
Yeah, we'll go back to it. You know, we're willing to do in-person interventions for a certain fee. So we'll come to your place. We will knock on your neighbor's door. We will tell your girlfriend to stop worrying about your ex-boyfriends. I don't even know.
We will do anything for money. We will do anything for money.
That is not a quote from my mouth. That is a quote from yours. But, no, we'll do anything you want. We'll cover up your cheating. We'll hide a dead body. Just for the right price. I don't know, man.
Is that not what I just said?
No. We won't do anything that involves, like, blood. I gotta think.
What if the dead body has blood on it? So you're saying we'll only cover up a dead body if it doesn't have blood on it?
No, we will not.
It has to be poison?
If you're gonna kill someone, why would you want there to be blood?
But a lot of times when you kill someone, there is blood.
Not if you're doing it well. Not if you're doing it well.
How would you kill someone, Eli? I think on making a group chat would, you know, worse ideas have been had. That's definitely a way to address the situation. And you're not confronting them in person, so you give them time to kind of like think it over.
Don't.
Oh my God, maybe. What if you just slide a note under their door? That'd be kind of funny.
Slide a note under their door that says, you have loud sex?
Yes, do it. And then no one can trace it back to you unless they have like a fingerprinting kit or something. The message is there.
No. Writing the letter is the biggest mistake. With modern technology, they can track handwriting. What you have to do is get a magazine, not The Voice, and cut out letters, like a ransom note. Slide it under their door, maybe with something that shows that you have a personal item of theirs, or maybe hold their girlfriend hostage.
Oh my God, stop! Wait. Maybe you could talk to their, like, the RA on the floor above you, because honestly, I do find that, like, the sidewalls, in like, the sidewall separating rooms, not thick at all. But normally, you would think that a ceiling would block a lot of noise. So I feel like if this person was loud enough that you could hear them through your ceiling, people on that floor could definitely hear it too. And maybe you should talk to the RA. I know my freshman floor, my RA once had to mention to a student that he was having sex way too loudly.
I have a proposal, as they say. Perhaps this person is not engaging in coitus, as I learned how to pronounce the first episode. Maybe they're just watching pornography at a loud volume.
How does that make it better, though?
Because you can turn down the volume.
You can also just wear headphones.
You can turn down a knob. You can't turn down a person. It's volume.
Before you get busy, the AirPods go in.
Yeah, the Succession theme song stays on during sex. That shit slaps.
I have a quote that I twibbed of you. I have a quote that I sent to the Pep Band president for our weekly emails of Eli just saying, the Vampire Weekend stays on during sex.
Just, you know, I don't know. Hang out at Taxby's long enough and she'll show up.
That's a decent plan, actually. Oh, I do want to point out that the submitter for the upstairs neighbors having sex question is In Over My Head, which, shout out to you, that is a great name.
I think, you know what, sex, bad. What you need to do...
This is a Jesuit institution.
You need to contact President DeGioia. He spends a lot of time sitting alone at Georgetown women's basketball
games.
Call him up and say, I know someone having sex at Georgetown. This man will not only solve your problem, he will expel this person. You'll never have to hear sex again. And I say keep doing it every time you hear someone not only having sex, but perhaps even kissing or holding hands. We need to go back to our founding, besides the racist part.
This next submission says, my friend just started dating a new partner, thus I've had to spend a lot of time around this person. They're okay, but have a prank that they constantly do.
Imagine eating food. Suddenly, there's a cockroach on your plate. You realize it's plastic, but it's too late. You've already stood up, screamed a little, and threw your food away from you. Is this prank okay? How should I deal with it?
From Roachbuster82.
Shout out you, Roachbuster82. Is that your year of birth? Probably a little too old to be listening to this podcast. Tune out. Your turn to think.
This is strange. Your friend's partner is strange. I don't think this is not something normal that you should have to be dealing with. I say this as someone who gets very, very skittish around bugs, especially roaches.
I say this as someone who gets skittish around couples. I think you need to find a new way to spend time with this person, because I know that some people can become unbearable when they're in relationships, especially if you had to hang out with the entire couple at once. Because there are couples that don't spend time apart from each other or only talk about each other. Now that they've thrown in this part with a weird prank, honestly, you just have to confront them. And I'm sure your friends feel the same way. So just talk about this friend behind their back.
I find it hard to believe that this is the only weird thing about your friend's partner. If you're doing this shit, I'm sorry, but you're definitely pulling other shit too. And I don't necessarily mean other pranks, but there's gotta be something else there. Again, I think pranks by themselves are already kind of questionable. It's kind
what?
Of like, yeah, how old are you?
Are you anti-prank?
I am anti-prank.
That's just because I pranked you really well.
When?
Multiple times.
No. There's definitely something else here, man. It's a weird prank. Where did this person even get a plastic cockroach? Do they have multiple plastic cockroaches?
How do we know it was plastic?
What is their sense of humor? If this is indicative of their larger sense of humor, again, because I think a person's sense of humor is very important, what's going on here? This really, I can't talk about this without thinking of What We Do in the Shadows, the movie where the vampires hypnotize people into thinking that their spaghetti is worms.
I think what you need to do is make a group chat with your friend, your friend's new partner, and yourself. In the group chat, just air all your grievances, get angry, use emoji, use an emoji, then, I don't know, maybe do like an iMessage game of Uno, and whoever wins gets to decide the fate of the relationship.
I would also say, you know, you put a plastic roach on someone's plate once. It's like, that was weird, but, you know, you got a reaction out of me. You're trying to break things up or, you know, trying to break up some type of monotony or whatever. You know, this was eventful. It happened. But if you do it multiple times, what joy is this person getting out of this? Do they do it to everyone they meet? Would they do it in professional settings? I just don't understand. It almost seems, do you think the partner is trying to scare away the friend?
That would be wild. You know, if your partner or if your friend's partner is trying to get in the way of any pre-existing friendships, that's where you got to draw the line in the sand. That's a bridge too far. Yeah, I've read the classics. I think what you need to do is draw your own line in the sand by making a group chat. And if that doesn't work, make a Twitter account. And if that doesn't work, go to their dorm.
Fight fire with fire. Get your own plastic insect. Maybe it doesn't even need to be an insect. Maybe it can be an arachnid, like a spider. That's even bigger and a little bit creepier than a roach. Then you put it on their food and see, ha, How do you like that now?
Put a live roach or a live rat in there. And now you've relocated a roach.
And maybe the roach has gotten some good food out of it.
It's pronounced roach. Yeah.
Maybe the roach has gotten some good food out of it. Your friend's in a relationship with a weird person.
But you need to respect your friends. As that Bible verse says, love is weird, love is gracious, love is generous, love is kind. Love is old, love is moldy. Some of those words were right.
Does your friend's partner do this to them as well? Like, is this how they met? Like, your friend was just at a restaurant by themselves, and then they were like, oh my god, there's a roach! And the other person comes out, they're like, ha-ha, fell for it. And that was just the beginning of a decades-long love story. I'm saying, what if this lasts for a long time?
I hope not. No relationship should last for a long time.
I agree.
Not a real opinion.
Nah,
that's not a real opinion.
I agree.
What?
Yeah.
Marriages?
Well.
Raising children, just no? Communal?
Is it ethical to have children in this world?
I gotta think about it. No. Oh my god, I still have whipped cream in my hair from when Frosty put whipped cream in my hair at the party last night.
Jeez, that's disgusting.
Yeah, and I showered.
Oh my god.
Unlike some people.
Okay, well, clearly I'm cleaner than you because I don't have whipped cream in my hair.
False.
Thank you for listening to this episode of 2 Cents. Big, big, big shout out to Panagatian, our podcast editor, and Anna Sophia Neal, our podcast assistant editor, for editing this mess of a podcast, and all of our podcasts, most of which are not messes, but ours is.
Thanks so much to our listeners. Once again, if you want to submit any question for us to answer, you can find that in the description. We really appreciate all the submissions. Our podcast literally wouldn't be possible without them, so keep them coming. Keep them interesting. They've been great so far.
Yeah.
And if we didn't get to yours this week, we might get to it next time. So be patient. Don't get angry at us. Remember to submit follow-ups if our advice works. And if it doesn't, don't hold it against us.
Yeah. You have any shout-outs?
Shout-out Bernie, 3-0.
Yeah. Shout-out Bernie. Shout-out...
Nathan Chen.
Shout-out Ines de Miranda.
Always. Shout-out...
Shout-out Noah Tulersky.
Yeah. John Kerry.
Why?
I don't know, man. Shout-out John Kerry. Good old neoliberal.
Straight
down the middle. Shout-out George McGovern.
No.
Shout out Edward Lear.
Shout out Edward Lear. Thank you for listening.
Thoughts on Edward Lear?
Seems like an interesting dude. Write a limerick if you get the chance.
Write us a limerick and we will have you on the show.
Oh my god. If you submit your request for advice in limerick form, we will definitely guarantee to answer it on the next pod.
We will answer. Just remember, everybody knows the limerick. Rhymes came from high school, of course. A-A-B-B-A. Submit a limerick. And you will be on the show.
Thank you for listening.